Our scripture reading for this morning comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And before we read, let's go to God in a word of prayer. Lord, I pray that you will bless what's about to be heard. Pray that you will give me words to speak, and I pray that we will hear something for us to live in our lives. Help us to be prepared to go out from here to do your will. All this we pray in your name. Amen. First Corinthians 13, starting half a verse before verse 1. And now I will show you the most excellent way. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Today, we are celebrating love. Today we are going to be remembering the ultimate sacrifice of love that was made on our behalf so that we might have life in Christ and have salvation. Today I want us to ponder love. Think about what it is to love and why we love. Finally, I want us to think about how we are or are not loving those around us, and how we could do better from the perspective of the love that God has shown us. Our love passage begins with a series of examples showing how important love is. Because if you can speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but don't show love in the things you say, all you are is a clanging gong or a crashing cymbal. If you can't speak to your next door neighbor in love, you will accomplish nothing. If you can't speak in love to your family members, you will destroy your relationships. You can have a highly complex vocal pattern and a brain advanced enough to be able to understand and so communicate with other humans, but if you can't do it in love, you're just making noise. I can stand up here and preach a sermon, but if I cannot do it in love, I'm wasting my time and yours. If you have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, or have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, you are nothing. If you can study in school for years and have multiple doctorates, or if you spend your life gaining experience in your field and become the world's best at what you do, but you cannot show love through it, it's all worthless. If you read your Bible faithfully every single day, and if you come to church every Sunday and listen intently to what is said, but we do not show love to each person we see on the street, you could just as well find somewhere else to sit. Because it is accomplishing nothing. If you pray fervently every single day, but you cannot show love to your brother, you should start praying for yourself. If we give all that we possess to the poor and we surrender our bodies to the flames, but have not love, we gain nothing. If we tithe our full 10% or even more than that, but yet we do not have love, it's useless. If you give away everything you possess and dedicate your life to work in poverty and disease-stricken areas, but can somehow do that without love, you've wasted your life. Paul does not mess around when it comes to love, and neither should we. If we cannot live a life that is filled to the brim with the love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, what exactly are we doing with our lives? Paul is showing us the most excellent thing we can do: show love. And this chapter on love paints us a beautiful picture of what love is. It says, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. This is what it means to love. If you can do all of these things. But if this is what it is to love, we need to get at a deeper question. Why is it that we show love? Really, this is the question that the whole Bible answers. Why do we show love? It's always interesting to see in our own lives how we answer this question. If we take a step out of church and look at our relationships with people around us and ask, why do we love someone? What will we find? I love my friend because he makes me laugh. I love my siblings because I grew up with them. I love my significant other because of their beautiful smile, or the fact that we have fun together, or I'm comfortable around them, or I feel safe, or they can provide for me, or because we have the same interests. There are reasons for why we love people, and we show love to them because of these reasons. But we need to be careful. Is this really why we should love someone? So often we want to find a reason for why we should or should not love someone. So often that reason has to do with what that person can do for us. It has to do with the relationship that we can maintain. It's a selfish love. If it's a selfish love, it cannot be the love of Christ. And so since we cannot love someone for what they can do for us, again, we need to ask, why do we show love? The words that make up the answer are simple, but putting these words into practice can be the hardest thing to do in life. We love others because God loved us first. This is the only reason that we can love someone with pure love. It can have nothing to do with ourselves. Because God loved us first. That is all fine and well. So how did God show his love for us? Well, we all know the answer. Because God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. For while we were still powerless and lost in the clutches of sin, Christ died for the ungodly. So this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. So then, in all our relationships with one another, we should have the same mindset as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking on the very nature of a servant. being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. This is how we know what true love is. And the power from that should overwhelm us, because we were powerless. There is absolutely nothing that we could or can do that would have saved us from our sins. But God loved us so much that he sent his son to die for people, many of whom want nothing to do with him, but Jesus still died for them. This is love. We can offer God nothing, and Jesus still died for us. He had and has no reason to love us, yet he loves us with a passion so great, he was willing to give up his one and only son to save us. So now we need to ask one more question. Why do we love God? Why do we love God? This question can dig to the core of who we are. It can reveal more about us than we may want to know. If you're like me, when I first thought of this question, the answer went something like this. I love God because he sent Jesus to die for me. I love God because he loves me, because he saved me from my sins. But where's the focal point? It's still on me. We still want to think about ourselves first. It's still a selfish love. It's because of what God has done for me. Now, don't get me wrong. God has done wonderful things for me, and I love him deeply for it. But it cannot be the source of our love. And it can be so hard to break our mindsets. How can we turn the camera off of ourselves and onto the source of our love? If we will ever be capable of loving God truly, it will be when we can love God because we are capable of loving God. When we love God because God has poured his love into our hearts. But we fall so very short of that. Just the thought of trying to achieve that level of love terrifies me. I know for myself, I am so broken and focused on myself, it feels impossible. But this is why we should love. Because God has given us his love. Even when we did not deserve or want it, God gave everything that he had to us. He sent his son to die for us, a people who might reject and disgrace him. And he still loves us even to this day. His love has never failed, and it never will fail. And Jesus was the embodiment of his love for us. Jesus was patient and kind. He did not envy or boast and was not proud. He did not dishonor, nor was he self-seeking. He fit all of these descriptors perfectly, and it was his perfect love that brought him to the cross. This is what we will be celebrating today in the Lord's Supper. Jesus' body was broken for us. Jesus' blood was spilled for us. Our sins were wiped away for good, all because of the love of Christ. We are remembering the sacrifice he made for us. But it's not enough just to remember what Christ has done for us. We are called to be like Christ in our actions, to show the love of Christ to those around us. We are called to be patient and to be kind. We are called not to envy others or boast or be proud. We are called to not be self-seeking or easily angered. We should not keep records of wrongs or be delighted with evil. We should rejoice in the truth. We should always protect, always trust, always hope, always persevere, always love. But there is even more. Because the love of God in us is the completion of all things. The passage closes out by saying that where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. But love never fails. That's why at the end it says the greatest of these is love. We can have faith and we can have hope, but there will come a day when our faith will be made sight. A day is coming when what we have hoped for will appear. But love, our love will never be finished. Love is it never itself completed. Love completes everything else. Our love will only continue to grow more and more for all of eternity. That is why love is the greatest of these. When we partake in the Lord's Supper, it is the love of our God and the love of Jesus our Savior that we are remembering. We think of how he gave his life that we might have life. He took on himself our sin and suffering in the misery of the cross. We remember that we are sinners and that Christ still died for us. We could not and cannot save ourselves, but rely completely on Jesus who did it out of love. But as I said, it's not enough to just remember what Christ has done for us. If we truly want to proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again, we have to get out there and show it. It's our turn to take up our crosses and follow him. It's our turn to show love to those around us, whether or not they deserve it. It's our turn to love with reckless abandon every person we meet on the street. It's our turn to love even those who would reject us. So now I want all of us to critically examine ourselves. Ask ourselves if we are being stingy with our love. I will tell you right now, you can never run out of love. In fact, the more you give to others, the more you will have in yourself to give. Ask God to show you one person that you could be showing even more love to. Don't be afraid to go out of your way to show love to someone in need. We live in a world that is desperately in need of love. You won't have to go far to find someone. Jesus came all the way from heaven to show us his love. We can walk across the street. Go back through the list in 1 Corinthians 13 and ask yourself, am I fulfilling these to the best of my ability? God calls us to love. He calls it the greatest commandment. So let's listen and obey. Go out from here and love. Let's pray. Lord, help us to share your love. As we approach your table, help us to remember fully the love that you shared with us. Bring us closer to you and into your love, that we might bring it to others. All this we pray in your name. Amen.